foreign policy chief's spokeswoman denies claims by European satellite providers that it ordered a ban on Iranian TV and radio stations. The denial comes 2 days after two satellite transmitters confirmed that the removal was on EU orders. The decision has sparked harsh criticism all over the world. Pakistan's interior minister confirms that 80% of people killed by U.S. assassination drones in the country's tribal regions are innocent civilians. Rahman Malik says only 20% of those killed were militants. Pakistan's repeated calls on the U.S. to stop the drone attacks have fallen on deaf ears in Washington. UN Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi and Lebanese officials hold talks over the Syrian conflict. Brahimi is calling for a cessation of hostilities and has warned that the crisis could set the region on fire. Brahimi has already visited Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, and Egypt to discuss the matter. A funeral procession has been held in Bahrain for an anti-regime protester killed by security forces. Haj Mehdi Ali Marhoun died of complications after he inhaled poisonous tear gas fired by regime troops. He'd been hospitalized over the past 2 months. Iran's Foundation for Special Diseases is strongly criticizing the United Nations for keeping mum on unilateral EU sanctions against the country. It says the measures are tyrannical and block access to medication for people with special diseases. The charity says the sanctions have largely hit cancer and MS patients. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, has met with Lebanese scholars from the Islamic Action Front in Tehran. During the meeting, the scholars expressed support for Iran's peaceful nuclear program. They also praised Iran's scientific and technological achievements. In Spain, high school students take to the streets to protest against spending cuts in the education sector. Madrid is trying to tackle a massive budget crisis. It has dramatically reduced the number of teachers and scholarships and instead increased tuition fees. Germany is finally hit by the Eurozone economic crisis. The country's economy minister says growth will be lower than expected next year. He says economic turmoil in Berlin's trading partners may also affect the country's exports in the second half of 2012.